There were too many surgeries in a span of 10 months. I'd undergone more than 50 surgeries. Oh, bichari, ab to uthi nahi payegi. Uski life to ekdam hi kharab ho gayi hai. So I had no idea about how to lead life from there on. And I started believing that actually there's nothing wrong with me. I don't have a right hand. I'm left with a semi-operable left arm. I have scars all over my body, but... Hi, I'm Paulmi Patel. I'm from Mumbai. I'm basically the director of Steel Projects India Private Limited, a family-run business. And here I am to talk to you about my story. They say sometimes there are certain incidents, experiences, and moments that change your life completely and give you such life-learning lessons which probably you will not learn anywhere else. That is why I'm here today, to tell you and share with you one incident that changed my life completely and gave my life a complete 360-degree turn. This happened in 2001. I was 12 years old and visiting my paternal uncle's house in Hyderabad. I had just completed my 6th standard and I was traveling to Hyderabad to spend my entire summer vacation with all my cousins. It was a joyous moment for me. 2001, 4th of June, it was an afternoon time and we were all playing on the balcony. There were these wires that were passing right outside the balcony of a second floor, which was strange because you don't see them in Mumbai, and those were actually high tension electric voltage wires. I was playing on the balcony and we had made a make-believe fishing rod. So we took a rod and we attached a small utensil and we pretended as if we are fishing from the balcony. That moment, the rod slipped off my hand and went onto the wire. As naive I was, I thought it was a mere clothesline. I went to catch hold of the rod. And that's when it happened. Accidentally, I got hold of the wire. Then we got to know it was actually an 11,000 live wire, high electric voltage current passing. I was electrocuted. I was unconscious. I was thrown aback. And I have no memory after that whatsoever. Upon my screaming, I finally felt unconscious. My uncle rushed to me. He picked me up. I was bleeding, I was scarred, and I had met with 80% of my burns all over my body. I was rushed to the hospital, and upon arriving, they immediately took me to the burns ward and eventually then the ICU. They examined me and my treatment immediately started. For a week, I was completely unconscious. I have no memory as my treatment and all were going on. And exactly after a week, the doctors, they gathered and they decided that my right hand was completely scarred and burnt. When I caught hold of the wire, there was an electric current pattern that happened in my body. So I caught hold of the wire from my right hand and the current went from my right hand and it left from my left foot. So that is why the most affected areas were my right hand and my left foot. After a week upon examining me, the doctors found out that a condition called as gangrene was spreading. So basically it's a condition where the blood does not reach the tissues and that is why it can be fatal if you don't act fast upon it. The doctors then decided that after a week of the accident, my right hand had to be amputated. So that is when it happened. I lay down in the ICU and when I got out of the operation theater, I kept asking my mother that, Mama, there's something wrong. Kya hua hai? And they all refused to tell me what it was. Finally, when I saw that my right hand was no more, that was the moment when I thought, okay, something magnanimous has happened. I was too naive to understand what had actually I was going through. Weeks and weeks passed. I was then shifted to Mumbai through an air ambulance and then my further course of treatment continued. I had really no idea. बस मैं एक-एक सवाल पूछते रहे कि मेरे साथ हुआ क्या है, कि मैं क्यों हूँ? When the other kids were back to school, they were enjoying life, and here I was struggling with life. When I was shifted to Mumbai, the doctor said that now that the right hand had been taken care of, the entire focus shifted on my left hand. How to save my left hand was the only question that my doctors had in mind. There were too many surgeries in a span of 10 months. I had undergone more than 50 surgeries. One of them was, I had no skin left, I had no muscles left, my entire left hand was completely melted. So in order for the doctors to act more and do more surgeries, what they did was, they attached my left hand to my abdomen And they kept it for more than 2 months so that the flesh from my abdomen passes on my left hand, and that is when they could do more surgeries. I had no sensation, so I could not understand hot or cold or even pinches. So they took out a 14-inch sensory nerve from my calves and they fitted onto my left hand. And that is when I got the sensation. Such numerous surgeries continued, and I was in and out of the hospital for at least the next 1 year. I somehow got back to school. I could get up. I could then do certain things on my own. And that's when I resumed school. And that was the most best part of my life. I thought that I have won again. Because I could not write, I was a righty, we got to know something called as a prosthetic arm. I kept asking my mama that, mama, haath mera kaise grow hoga, bones kaise grow hoenge? That's when she told me that, don't worry, everything will be okay. That one assurance statement made me feel so good that, okay, mama says everything will be okay, so I'm sure everything is going to be okay. The next step was to get a prosthetic arm. I had no idea how to wear it. I had no idea what it looks like. Finally, when they took my measurements and I got the prosthetic arm, I was stunned. I didn't realize that there's something like this also that I'll have to use for the rest of my life. When I first got it, it was so heavy that I could not even hold it. So I need to insert it, and I had to wear it the entire day. I had to go through a lot of practice, and it weighed for almost 2.5 kgs. And now I'm so habituated to it that aaj meko koi puchta to main bolti hu ki ye 2.5 kilo ka haath jab kisi pe padta hai aadmi uthta nahi uth jata hai. I started practiced writing. I then gave my board exams and then eventually 12th exams on my own. I now even drive with my prosthetic arm. There were too many struggles I had to face. One, the age was too tender, and two, I had no idea about how to lead life from there on. It was a very, very sad moment for the entire family, but the courage that my parents showed me, and they told me, jo ho gaya hai, wo ho gaya hai. Ab life ko uth ke jiyo. That is what made me that I am today. I took the positivity from them. The entire situation at home was the normalcy that they continued, that as if nothing has happened. The transition from something so huge to something so normal, कि क्या हुआ है कुछ भी नहीं है ये तो दिस इज अ पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ लाइफ दैट रियली मेड मी सो स्ट्रॉन्ग एंड आई स्टार्टेड बिलीविंग दैट एक्चुअली देयर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग विथ मी सो व्हाट इफ आई डोंट हैव अ हैंड आई डिड नॉट लूज अ विल पावर आई गैदर्ड ऑन टू द थिंग्स दैट आई रियली हैड द विल पावर द पॉजिटिविटी एंड द करेज टू लिव लाइफ वंस अगेन आई देन चोज डिफरेंट टैक्टिक्स आई कुड नॉट वेयर जीन्स सो देन आई ऑप्टेड फॉर इलास्टिक स्कर्ट्स आई कुड नॉट होल्ड द रिमोट एंड चेंज द टीवी चैनल So I used my feet to change them. Such small tactics really helped me, and I started thinking about other things that I can do. Even if today I can't hold something, I do certain mental calculations, how to hold, in which angle to hold, if do I need both of my hands or do I need one hand. There's still a lot of things that I still can't do, but I managed to live my life, and I always think that every day is a new day. Every day is a new start. And for me, that is all that mattered. I have lived my life in both the ways, as a normally abled and as a differently abled. And now I've realized the only difference is how it's all about your mental health, how strongly you take a situation in your control. And that is what I did. After passing my 10th grade, I went on to give my 12th exams, and then I did BCom, and then I went on to do MBA in family business and entrepreneurship. After that, I joined my father in my family business, and then I then became the director of the company. Nothing had stopped me, and I was so sure in my head that I will achieve whatever I have planned to. There was this one incident that happened. My parents have been rock support pillars and my strength. Back in the hospital, when people used to come and visit me, all of the relatives had one thing to say. Oh, bichari, ab to uthi nahi payegi, uski life to ekdam hi kharab ho gayi hai. That is when my parents felt, जब हमने कभी हताशा नहीं दिखाई है so why is everyone else coming and being so negative to her? So then they posed one rule in the hospital. Come and just say one joke. That moment, I really, really enjoyed that 1 hour of visiting sessions was something I really used to look forward to. It became a joke house. Everyone would come, and it was a very hilarious situation that had become. Everyone would come and say one joke. Even so, the rule even applied to my doctor. Whenever he would come on rounds, he would say one joke and I had to say one joke in return, and that is how the visiting sessions went by. So these small tactics, when we used, it really, really helped me in overcoming the struggles and made me think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with me or there's nothing major that I've gone through in my life. I remember when I joined college, everyone around me was driving. And that's when it occurred to me, why can't I drive? Even I want to do it. So I went and told my father one evening that, Papa, I really want to drive. And for the first time in my life, he told me that I don't think, Beta, that is a good option. Nonetheless, you may use local transport. I think that would really help you. That night, I was really, really disturbed that why is my father, who has always been my most enthusiastic supporter, is saying no to me. I then read about it. I went through the entire procedure. I went to the Handicapped Institute. I gave my eligibility test. They examined me. They gave me a certificate that I've met with 80% of the burns. They saw my grip. They saw if I could hold the steering wheel. After examining me, they issued me the eligibility certificate that yes, I can drive, but with the condition that I can drive only automatic cars. I then went to the local motor training school. There were 4 schools in my area and none of them agreed to help me out. I then took out my own car with the help of my father. I used to drive little bit. I practiced a lot. For more than 2 months I practiced, and finally I gave a learning test and I passed. And now I have a valid driver's license and I even drive. So today I take that learning with stride that yes, if you want to do something and if you have the willpower, nothing can stop you. This is what is my story, and in the hope, I really wish to tell everyone, never give up. There's nothing that can stop you. There's no one that can say that, no, you can't do this. If you have the strong willpower and if you think that, yes, I can do it, you can achieve any goals. Never give up, and hard work always pays off, are my 2 key learnings from my entire episode. Today, I'm 32. I've met with a gruesome accident. I don't have a right arm. I'm left with a semi-operable left arm. I have scars all over my body, but I live my life to the fullest. I love my life. And I think this is the biggest learning that I could ever have had. And now this is what has made me strong, fearless, and positive. I'm even married. I have a daughter who's 2 years old, who gives me the most joy as anyone else can ever do. I'm really blessed to live a life which is so full of ups and downs, but that is the most beautiful part, struggles. The struggles has made me what I am today, and I hope that everyone takes the best of whatever your life gives you. Everyone often believes in their destiny and everyone believes that life goes according to the fate. But I just want to say one thing, ke apne haathon ki lakeeron par mat jaye galib. Naseeb to unke bhi hote hain jinke haath nahi hote. Thank you.
Josh Talks is now a Spotify exclusive podcast. The audio version of our talks will be available only on Spotify. If you like this video and you'd like to listen to more inspiring stories like this, please follow the Josh Talks podcast only on Spotify.
क्योंकि आप Josh Talks देख रहे हैं, जाहिर सी बात है कि आप अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं। ये जाहिर सी बात है कि आप अपनी ज़िंदगी को सीरियसली लेते हैं, आप वो सारे स्किल्स एक्वायर करना चाहते हैं जिससे आप ज़िंदगी में तरक्की कर सकें, लोगों से आगे बढ़ पाएं। और अगर ये सच है तो जोश टॉक्स का ही एक ऐप है, जोश स्किल्स, जहां एग्जैक्टली इसी चीज़ को करने के लिए बहुत ही खूबसूरत बहुत सारे कोर्सेज बनाए गए हैं। कोर्सेज जो लाखों स्टूडेंट्स ऑलरेडी ले चुके हैं। ये कोर्सेज स्पेसिफिकली सिर्फ एजुकेशनल नहीं है, जहां आप एक्सेल स्किल्स, पावर पॉइंट स्किल्स और ये सब सीख सकते हैं, बल्कि लाइफ स्किल्स भी हैं, जहां आप पब्लिक स्पीकर कैसे बना जाए वो सीख सकते हैं, आप कॉन्फिडेंस कैसे एक्वायर कर सकते हैं वो सीख सकते हैं, आप हेजिटेशन के बिना कैसे बोलें वो सीख सकते हैं, आप अपनी पर्सनालिटी कैसे डेवलप कर सकते हैं वो सीख सकते हैं। हर एक कोर्स में डेली क्विजेज हैं, एक्सरसाइजेज हैं, एक बहुत ही खूबसूरत कम्युनिटी है जो आपको सपोर्ट करेगी, आपको इनकरेज करेगी। तो अगर आपको ये टॉक पसंद आया हो, जोश टॉक्स जो करता है वो पसंद है, तो आपको जोश स्किल्स भी बहुत बहुत ही फायदेमंद लगेगा। आज ही डाउनलोड करें जोश स्किल्स का ऐप और उनके कोर्सेज एक्सप्लोर करके अपनी जिंदगी को